Good morning.
Probably awful number 223, Matt and John. And I picked this week's Halloween theme movie, This Rascal Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. John, what did you think of Pooh and his, well, I was going to say friends, but friends?
Friends? Well, this is one of those movies that kind of mess with you, right? Because you're like, Winnie the Pooh could not be further from horror slasher movie than anything you could imagine, right? And that is that silly old bear. Oh, man. But boy, I think Winnie the Pooh just might have a little bit of Wolverine blood in him, you know? I think he's invincible. I don't think you could kill him if you wanted to.
Yeah, you start to wonder that by the end of the movie, right? Because, you know, spoiler alert, his buddy Piglet, who is not quite like you remember him, I think he's gone.
Yeah. It's just Pooh that's left. I mean, we never saw Rabbit. We never saw.
I was waiting, John. Like,
yeah,
it never happened though.
No owl, no rabbit. They talk about them, but we never see them. Your first line of the movie is he's basically already gone. So
I really wanted to see this fucking donkey too kill some people, John. I mean, I was wishful.
I could have used a little more talking too. I would have liked to have heard them talk a little more.
I'm glad you said that, because let me give you two recommendations for the sequel, which they're of course going to do. One, I need him to use his poo voice talking from the cartoon. That's what I want. I want him talking like that. And two, he needs to just wear the shirt.
Yeah.
Right? Just wear the shirt. All right? That's what I want. I want him talking just like the cartoon and wearing that shirt, right? He don't need overalls on. No. Give me the shirt, have him talk like that while he's pounding people in the face. All right, that's it. But boy, I would have paid good money to see this donkey eat somebody's face. That's, I mean, come on now. While he's all sad and depressed, like, oh, I'm eating the face. Like, that's all I need him saying, right? Come on, that's what I need.
Took his tail off and beat somebody with it.
What a great, great idea. Great idea. I would have liked to have been around these people coming up with this movie, right? They're like, all right, let's see, what can we do with Winnie the Pooh here, all right? Like, I wish I could have just been in this room talking about this, because how do you come up with this stuff? Like, it's quite interesting. Right. Okay. So we'll say basically what this movie is we got Winnie the Pooh. And they tell us in the beginning, old Christopher Robin, he was playing with them, basically taking care of them. And then one day he's like, I'll see you later. And they're like, we're going to die unless we eat our friend.
Yeah, like, I guess he'd been, like, feeding them and having a good time, and then he just took off, and they didn't know how to fend for themselves. There wasn't any food in the 100-acre woods, and, yeah, I guess they decided the only way to survive was to poor Eeyore.
Oh, they kept the tail, like you said. They kept the tail.
Oh, yeah.
They kept the tail just in case that bastard Christopher Robin came back around. They could fucking chain him up and whip him.
I tell you, I didn't make the connection till you just mentioned it now. And now that is so awesome. Because when it happened, I was like, is that like human hair? What am I looking at? And to realize that was Eeyore's tail. Oh, man.
I guess, why are you going to eat that anyway, right? I mean, come on.
Yeah, no.
Isn't that great?
That's
great.
Oh, my gosh.
So I believe this said the budget $100,000 and it grossed almost $5 million.
That's a good return on investment there. I tell you, I feel like we've watched movies that were way worse, much lower quality, that mm-hmm. was way higher budget. You know, I feel like it was pretty good quality for $100,000.
I would agree, right? I think so.
I mean, even like that, the woods, you know, like the thick wooded tunnel they ran through. I'm like, that prop set alone had to have been some effort to make, you know?
Oh, boy. Did you see that hot tub the girl with the giant jugs was in? I mean, it put my hot tub to shame. I had the pleasure of enjoying John. I was like, look at this thing. I'm glad I didn't watch this before I went on my wooded retreat, John. This would have.
Oh, that would have been scary. Yeah.
I would have been hearing things besides a dog eating a deer head in the woods. You know, I was like, whoa. I don't want to see Pooh behind me carrying a sledgehammer or whatever else these things are carrying. So I believe they said, before they cut to 5 years later, they swore to never talk again.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Even though we get a little talk at the end there. We get a little...
Just a little bit, yeah.
So we cut to 5 years. 5 years! So somehow they survived in the woods for 5 years?
Yeah. Even without, like, a steady stream of Eeyores. But they had, like... They did have, like, a montage of people disappearing in the woods and, you know... I was like, oh, okay. So basically, they're killing everybody who ends up in the woods and eating them, I guess.
So 5 years later, we got this young couple. Turns out it's Christopher Robin and his girlfriend, soon to be wife. Hey, why don't you come with me to go see the. My animal friends in the woods, because I guess he didn't have any idea these things wanted to beat his brains in for leaving.
Right, he had no idea. Right, and you know, it's kind of surprising is that he hadn't gone back ever. You know, it's like, oh, these, because you know they don't really, maybe they don't. Super clear about it, but they're like, oh, he left to go to college. So I'm like, he was old enough. He was an adult by the time he left them. You know, it's not like he was like, oh, yeah, this is my childhood memories. It's like, no, you were a friggin' teenager by now, you know. But he's like, nah, I don't need to go back to that. All right.
I did put down, for some reason, his girlfriend doesn't believe he had animal friends he played with in the woods.
Yeah. She apparently is willing to overlook that, but okay with walking into the woods, deep into the woods where no one can hear her scream.
That's true. Yeah. They find the house, I guess they hung out in, and they go in and... they're looking around, and his girlfriend's like, yeah, we need to get out of here. This place is creepy. And we get some footsteps coming in, and they hide. I think this is Pooh here. He comes in just to take a little nappy poo.
So I got to say I'm impressed, because they hid. Pooh falls asleep, and they waited until nighttime to leave. Like they seriously waited till he was in REM sleep to get out of there. I was impressed, right? Because most of the time people are too jumpy. They're going to get out of there too soon. They're not waiting. They give plenty of time.
You don't see it too often. Usually as soon as they're like, well, he must be asleep, it's been 30 seconds. They crawl out, and they knock over something. Oh, geez. Oh boy.
Yeah.
So they leave, but they don't make it far before chain carrying Piglet chokes poor Mary to death.
It snaps her neck, man. So hold for a second, you know, they get out of there and like there's lights, so they got electricity. I'm not sure how. And there's like little campers there.
Yeah.
And they got some buildings, and I'm like, what? Who's all here? What's going on? Is this a campground? I'm really curious about this whole location, this whole site.
Well, that's why I got excited when I saw the other little camper things. I'm like, oh, that's where the other friends live. Right? I was like, oh, they're going to come out and they're going to feast on this lady's body, right? Because they're hungry. They're all going to come pouring out. Right? Nope. Nope. Nothing.
Nope.
Nope. It's just Piglet and Pooh doing the damage from here on out.
Yep.
So after old Piglet kills her, here comes old Pooh. So I got confused here, right? Because Pooh shows up, and I put down, oh, I guess they killed and ate Christopher Robin. That's exactly what I put down.
Yeah, so Christopher Robin finds Piglet and Pooh. He gets quartered in the wood and is dead. The end?
I know. I was kind of thinking that too. I was like, where are we going to go from here? I don't know.
I kind of figured, oh, great. So this is how they get Christopher Robin out of the movie, and we're going to move on to, you know, something else. And that's basically what happens. Now we get the news of people dying in the woods, and then we get this new group of characters. And I was like, oh, I'm kind of bummed. You know, I'm like, I thought Christopher Robin would be a little bigger part of this movie, but okay. I mean, we hear a little bit later, but still, even that, it's like, you know.
The same thing. No. Yeah, I'm right there with you. Well, and then when we meet this girl, I swear I got up to get something to drink, and I came back, and she's like, all right, we're going to the woods or something. I was like, what just happened? Who is this? What? I didn't pause it. I was like, who are you? Why are you going to the woods?
So Maria, she's in therapy, and her therapist is like, you should take a break and go someplace in the woods where nobody can hear you scream, basically, you know.
Nice. Hey, that's where I went. Wait a minute. So she's like, well, she decides not to go by herself. She's gonna bring her four slutty friends along for the
great idea. Great idea. Yep. Which I can't say I know all their names. I definitely don't remember who was who. You know, even me saying Maria right now, I can't even remember her name. You know, most of this movie.
I'm glad you did.
All of them were pretty interchangeable.
I'll say this first girl is Tina, because she's making the phone call deep in the woods when Pooh shows up.
Lost.
This scene had me cracking up, and I was like, I wanted to rewind it, but I didn't, because I thought it was funny. I blinked and her shirt flew off, and I'm still not sure exactly how her shirt completely flew off. It just disappeared.
I was like, Pooh rips top off. That was interesting.
I was like, wow.
And then he smashes her head in. Wow.
Yeah, I didn't know what he was smashing her head into until the rest of her started going into the chipper thing here. I was like, oh, okay.
It puts the whole body of the wood chipper. I'm like, all right.
So, the little backstory of the one girl is she had a creepy stalker. This would seem to really strange. It didn't really do much for the movie, but yeah, she had a creepy stalker next to her while she's sleeping. I'm like, all right.
Right. So you have this creepy backstory, which tells you that she's, you know, okay, scarred emotionally. I get it. But yeah, what? It didn't really have any major play on the movie. Like, he gave one character a little bit of backstory and then left everybody else out on a limb, whatever.
Then we see that Christopher Robin's just chained up and alive. And, oh boy, we start getting some Pooh flashbacks to happier times, John.
Yeah. And you're like, so now you're kind of messed with your head a little bit. You're like, so I wonder if, is he gonna like change at some point in this movie? Gonna be a, you know, remember the good times and be a good poo, or is he gonna, you know, continue to be bad? Well, he definitely continues to be bad right now, that's for sure. And spoiler, he never becomes a good poo.
He definitely doesn't. This is where he starts whipping him with that Eeyore tail.
And I didn't know what was going on. He was like, it looked like he was like drooling, but I guess he just like, I guess it was just honey, right? He just covered his face in honey, and it was just dripping off of his face. I'm like, oh gosh.
It's funny. I did the same thing. I thought I was drool at first too.
But yeah, I did not make the connection that the whip he was using on Christopher Robin was Eeyore's tail, and now it makes perfect sense. Because I'm like, is that like human hair? Like, what do we got going on right now? But Eeyore's tail. Oh gosh.
Did you? I really like the touch that Pooh has, where he brings in Mary's bones. They literally ate everything off her but the bones. Like, yep. Took her intact.
And then just set her bones next to Robin, so he had some company.
We fucking hate you, Christopher Robin. Here, look at your girlfriend's bones.
And then he gives him like a blood shower. That was interesting.
That's an interesting setup, I gotta say. I haven't seen something like that since Blade and that club where their sprinklers are full of blood. Right? This is a blood shower.
Yep.
Like, are we supposed to, like, yeah, I was under the impression that these two, you know, they're just a bear and a pig. They're eating, you know, flesh, but maybe they really like the blood, you know, like a certain vampire.
Oh, yeah. Got a thirst for it, yeah.
How about that, John? How about Winnie the Pooh meets Dracula, Nicolas Cage? Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Give me the movie. you
gotta be careful. Dracula drinks some of that blood. I don't know what's gonna happen.
Oh yeah, so they give him a little blood shower for some reason. So Pooh's out in the woods. He hears some Awkwafina, I believe is what he hears playing.
Yep. I did like that. I told you I listened to me some Awkwafina. I listened to a couple of their songs. Yeah.
I did get clarification from Terry. I played it in the car on the way to Kentucky, and she's like, no, I've never heard of this. And I go, isn't it amazing? If you don't like My Badge song, we can't.
My Bad.
I'm sorry.
Oh, so funny.
So, yeah, he hears some music there. He heads over. We got a girl in this. Oh, boy, I got to tell you. Fantastic giant hot tub this thing is. I mean, it's fantastic.
And I don't know why she was there in the hot tub alone, why her friends were being such prudes, but, like, get in the hot tub. Let's have some fun.
Yeah,
right?
You know, pretend like you're some nuns in a place and you're going to wash each other, you know? I mean, it happens. It happens.
Yeah, it does. Yeah,
take your tops off. Stick around. You know.
Yeah. Even if you're just on, your 15-minute work break, you know, it's a good time. Jump in with the coworkers and take some hot tub time. You know,
everybody's got the work hot tub. At least
the old optional. Yeah. I've put the request into management many times. You know, we should have a hot tub at work and.
Oh, instead they're like, here's a pizza party. You sons of bitches. You just don't get it. You just don't get it.
Yeah,
the work hot tub. Great idea. Great idea. So she's doing some like TikTok and selfies or something. I know, showing off those big fake cans for the crowd.
And I
just love this part because it was so funny to me that she's doing these selfies and then she looks at him. She goes, why is this giant fake looking bear guy behind me? And she's like, whatever, you're not spoiling my hot tub good time. I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't.
She goes out to try and figure it out. She's like, nah, never mind. I'm going back in the hot tub. I tried hard enough. And then like the floodlight goes out, so it's even harder to like see what's going on. You're not at all scared about being in the woods. Nope, just not.
I gotta tell you, hot tub's pretty nice. I might do the same thing.
Do not. Bear.
I don't care. I'm staying in this thing. If you want to kill me, yeah. Which he does.
You know how much money it costs for this Airbnb?
Place was kind of nice.
It was, yeah. It
had that big ass rectangle pool in there and a giant indoor hot pool, tub.
Hot tub out in the middle of nowhere. Yeah.
So she's in the hot tub. Pooh and Piglet show up. They knock her out. I don't know where they're getting this stuff from.
I think they had like the chloroform cloth kind of thing.
What's great about these two is they're just not just out to kill, right? This girl, they're like, let's have some fun. Yeah. You know, John? You know? Got to spice up the living situation, I guess. It's boring out in those woods, you know? So let's tie her up, and I'll run over her head with a car.
Oh, my God. Who's just revving the engine of his Beamer? Vroom, vroom. The Piglet's got a big old sledgehammer and just holds her down until Pooh just drives over and, you know, pulls the eyeballs.
Okay, John, I'll ask you. I don't remember Winnie the Pooh driving a car.
Ooh.
All right, did he? I don't know.
No.
I'm not going to get on about driving a car without pants, but, you know, I don't know if a bear can drive a car.
A bear driving a car,
But he fucking does. And, makes that fucking eyeball pop right out, John. Right out.
And she screams enough that her friends hear it. So now they're on to something's going on. They come to find her, and they see her bloody corpse on the ground. And, that tells them something's wrong. So they go to the house, and the windows of the house say, "Get out," written in blood.
So,
and I think, yep, I'm done. Time to go.
So what's the deal here? Like, do they just want them to leave the woods? Or are they searching for food? What are they doing? Are they invading a territory? Them? You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
I think the one girl, she's talking like, oh, this must be that stalker guy who likes to stare at you while you sleep. And it's like, I don't know. He wasn't near writing in blood on windows, but somehow they find a gun. I don't know.
Yeah, the one girl's like, oh, hey, by the way, I brought a gun with me. Like, oh, really? To our girls' weekend, you brought a gun? Oh. Cool.
My kind of lady.
That's nice. This must be a rough neighborhood.
I didn't understand, though, because they're up on a balcony. They see Pooh, and they don't shoot him? Now, I don't know, John.
I'm like, they got the high ground. Have they not seen Star Wars?
Like, if I saw a bear wearing overalls carrying a sledgehammer or whatever,
and your dead friend outside with the crushed skull, that would be enough. I'd be like, yep, I'm done. Nope, they just chill there. They just chill, and I'm like, yeah, you know, come on, girls, what are you thinking? What are you thinking?
Yeah. Meanwhile, we got Piglet. He's on the track of two other girls in the really nice pool area here. He's tracking one. He gets right into the pool with a sledgehammer and sledgehammers her in the face.
Yeah, her buddy, like, falls on the ground, kind of blacks out, and the other one is in the pool, and he goes after her in the pool. And the one that fell on the ground wakes up just in time to see him swing the giant hammer right into her head, and boom, just explode her face.
Boy, that's rough. That's rough.
And I think it was just too much because then I think she just blacked out again. And I'm like, oh, you're not going to get anywhere doing that.
Yeah, you're going to get taken by Pooh. That's what you're gonna do. Yeah. So they take her. The other girls follow them. And I put down, there's a lot of flickering lights out here. I guess the electricity is not that great. You know, it's not a Canadian grid. situation, but
yes, yes. Canadians have much better electricity. We know that for sure. For sure. They have the best, I think, in the world. Best in the world. But high quality electricity. And if you're not, if you don't believe me, you don't believe me, watch yourself some yoga hosers and you'll understand what I mean. Because they can keep stuff powered up on ice for a long time.
Episode 3. Yoga hosers. If you're saying, well, I only watch it if there's ass raping Nazis, there are. Tiny.
One foot tall bratwurst Nazis, you say? Bratsies?
Is this guy making this up? No, they're tiny ass raping Nazis.
Bratwurst Nazis. They're Nazis. God, that movie.
You still remember it. 220 episodes late.
Oh, yeah.
What a great first pick, John. Look at this.
Right out of the gate.
It's amazing.
Sorry about that.
Oh, boy. That's another one of those ones we might have to revisit.
That was a it was a classic. Yep.
Pooh really dives into eating some honey.
Mm-hmm.
So can I ask you something here? We're gonna see this in a second, but I gotta know right now. Are we supposed to believe that Pooh has supernatural abilities to control bees, John?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. He among his superpowers include the yes, mind control of bees. An incredible bitch slap. Okay. He's got his pimp hand is strong. All right, big time. Boy. Wolverine healing powers. Definitely.
I'm telling you, he's great. I mean, this is a deadly combination. All right. You don't want to deal with this thing. You do not want to run into this thing.
You do not. Nope. I think I'd rather have me a cocaine bear than
Winnie the Pooh. Oh, boy. Can I just say, I have in my list of movies, you know, whenever I see something that intrigues me, I put in my little list of movies to watch, John, and I will tell you that I'm going to do a cocaine month here. Because they did two movies, and I can't make this up, that are called, hold on, let me find it. Hopefully I can find it. Oh, shit, where'd it go? I'm pretty sure one was Cocaine Cougar. Hold on. Pretty sure it was. Because I was like, that sounds amazing. Here we go. Cocaine Cougar and Cocaine Shark. So,
nice.
Be prepared. I might drop Cocaine Month here. And my two picks might be a cocaine movie because that's. I really want to see how a shark gets its hand on some cocaine. So I mean, I did have Shark Month. If we, I know we tried to forget, but Sharkula and Shark Side of the Moon.
Oh man!
Oh boy! Ooh, boy, we won't talk about those anymore. oh boy! Yeah. So Pooh just starts smacking this tied-up girl.
Yeah, did he just slap her to death? I guess he didn't kill her this time, but he definitely has an amazing slap. Good for him.
Well, you think, you know, bear slap, that's got to be, you know. Let me ask you, John, do you think, I got to think, that this movie would have been very interesting if they kept him his normal size? Like, what if he was... Him and Piglet. Piglet was like, what is he, like 2 feet tall, you know?
Right. Right. Yeah, it would have been very different.
CGI'd him in.
CGI'd Piglet. Yeah.
Eating girls' faces. Yep. Going,
not for 100,000, that's for sure.
You got that right. You ain't gonna get no Transformer graphics. So yeah, the girls actually rescue her, and then they rescue Christopher Robin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they get him loose really easily, by the way. It's like it was not hard to untie him.
Well, John, I mean, it's probably hard to tie now with bare hands. I can only imagine. Yeah, that's fair.
And then they hear somebody else tied up, and they're like, oh, okay, let's save her too. Like, okay, fine. You know, I get it. But instead of like unchaining her and getting her loose, they listen to her story. They talk to her for forever. Lots and lots of wasted time. And I'm like, you can talk while you're running. You can do that, right? You know?
The story's going to be the same if we just get the fuck out of here, you know?
Exactly.
I got to say, John, I might have a stupid question here, but who the hell is this person?
Yeah, I don't really know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought she had no eyes. I really thought she had no eyeballs when they first got to her. But then she looks in the mirror, and I'm like, oh, I guess she does have an eyeball. Okay.
At least one, yeah. Yeah.
But she's like, well, you fuckers don't want to shoot these things. I'm going to shoot Piglet right in the fucking head. Give me that gun. She's going to go hunt them down.
So her problem was a bit too much anger, too much vengeance, and not enough focus.
Yeah, right? She has a little standoff with old Piglet, and then when she goes to shoot him, it doesn't shoot.
Yeah, she does like a one shot, like a warning shot, and then she goes for shot number two, and the gun's done. Probably never been cleaned properly. You know, you got to clean. Rust is your enemy. You can't let that happen. Clean that Glock. What did I say?
I was wondering, you know, you're talking about Wolverine healing powers. I was like, Piglet doesn't seem too worried about getting shot. So I was pretty sure he might have some of these healing powers. But he does not.
He doesn't.
But, yeah, the gun doesn't work, and boy, that causes some problems because, Pooh shows up, and Piglet eats her face.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd be saying this stuff. Well, Piglet eats her face, and Pooh...
Pooh pours some honey on her face, and Piglet eats her face off. Yep.
Give it a little pour there.
Yeah. It's a little seasoning, you know? Oh, man.
Yeah. Boy, this was something, John. I had to pick it, John. Streaming on Peacock. Right there. Right next to Five Nights at Freddy's and whatever else is on there. Fast X. Whatever else is on Peacock there. So, Piglet. Well, he gets a little taste of his own medicine. He gets sledgehammered in the face and tied up. Meanwhile, Pooh Piglet gets tied up by, one of them. But she gives Piglet quite the beating.
Yeah, sledgehammered to old Piglet's face. That'll do some damage.
And what they want you to think he's dead, I don't know, John. I don't know.
Well, what we saw from Pooh, I'm not convinced, but yeah. it did look like he was dead. And when it happened, Pooh like immediately turned around to come back, like he knew something was wrong.
Yeah, he got the screams of Piglet echo the woods.
Yeah, some Piglet torture. Mm-hmm. Pooh comes back to see Alice standing over Piglet's corpse and just puts a knife through her throat.
Yeah. Oh. Hangs her out through her mouth. Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Pooh's chasing the rest of the girls and they run into a pickup truck full of hillbillies.
This was great, right? That was great.
Oh, boy.
And I don't know, as cool as a redneck werewolf might be, I don't know that even he could have handled Pooh.
Oh, that's another movie I love to see. Love to see it.
Oh, man. Yeah, these guys are funny. Like, cause they're freaked out. They're like, hey, let's go have some fun beating up this dude. They come in, they grab their, they got the crowbar, the baseball bat, and the, a wine bottle.
We're going to fuck you up, Pooh.
Yep.
Oh.
And Pooh takes a couple shots to the head from a crowbar and, like, shrugs it off. And I'm like, uh-oh, that's not good for you guys. I don't care who you are. A couple sledgehammers to the face, you ought to be at least moving around and upset. He's not even moving.
Yeah,
like, I think it didn't even happen.
Wouldn't you be like, well, we gave it our best shot, you know?
Yeah, well, it's time to run.
I don't want to stick around. Like,
Pooh just, like, slaps one dude's face off, right? Punches one dude's hand off of his arm and then crushes his head. I'm like, oh gosh, these guys are doomed.
I don't know if I've ever seen
one's throat.
I don't know if I've ever seen a guy get his hand punched off.
Cut off his hand. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And the one guy who's like halfway smart running away didn't matter because Pooh summoned the power of the bees.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, I might have a stupid question here. I don't know. Do bees go out at night? Is that a thing?
It's a temperature. I think it's a temperature thing, right? It's got to be warm enough.
I'm starting to think this movie isn't accurate.
You're questioning the
mind control bees.
Laws of nature being bent in this movie. Possibly. Yeah, that'd be right.
Boy. Yeah, he gets the bees. And then the girls are like, well, thanks for the help, guys. We're gonna take your we're gonna take off in your truck here, but old Pooh, he snuck on for a ride.
Yeah, they ran him over. They charged him and ran him over, but he just did the old pull around the back backside and climb in.
Classic.
And they didn't know how to get rid of him, you know, they didn't try like any side-to-side swerves or slamming on the brake or none of that. They just let him climb right on. And when it was like, he made it to like the front windshield, right? On the roof, on the windshield. You basically have nothing to hold on to. That's when you slam on the brakes, you know? Mm-hmm. He'll fly right off. You'll be fine.
That's right, John. That's right.
There was some poor driving. There was some poor driving in this movie.
Yeah, instead they're just screaming. And then they crash because, you know, like, driving's hard. They crash.
Yeah.
But Pooh's fine again, John.
He's fine. He just drags them out of the truck one by one.
Yeah, he rips the one girl's head off.
Yeah, tosses it at the window. The other girl fills the truck. Ah!
Great. Love a head toss on a car. Great.
Yep. And unlike a reliable chainsaw, the truck does not start back up. Not on the first turn, not on the second turn of the key. It just will not start.
Pooh grabs the other girl out of the truck, and she's about to get a knife to the head when all of a sudden, here comes Christopher Robin.
Yeah, head on, crushes Pooh between the two vehicles. He messes up the cars doing it, you know? And looks like Pooh's dead. Yeah. Cars are on fire. And he goes to help. I guess the girl's name is Maria. Help her up slowly. But, nope, Pooh has Wolverine powers. And just pushes the cars away from him. And he's fine. Yep.
I gotta say, I guess you never were told in the cartoons that he doesn't have Wolverine powers, were you? I mean,
that's fair. Just saying. That's fair.
Just saying.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he was in the next cell over from old Wolverine, you know, when they were doing these experiments on him. You know, you don't know. It's a shared universe, John. You don't know. You don't know.
You better be have Wolverine powers to eat that much honey and still be alive. Yeah.
But yeah, he poos fine. He even pushes the car off him. Like, get this fucking car off me. All right. And old Christopher Robin's trying to talk him down. He's got the girl. He's gonna kill her. And old Christopher Robin,
he's like, "Hey, let her go, and I'll stay with you forever."
Oh,
sacrifice himself for this random woman he doesn't know. But she did save him. That's fair, right?
That's true. That's true.
One of the few lines that we ever hear of any of the animals, he just says, "You left."
Yeah, and then
slices her throat.
You were going to get what you're hoping for. Maybe he's going to turn over a new leaf. He's going to be like,
No.
Let's live happily ever after, Christopher Robb.
Yeah.
Instead, he slices maybe her I'll fucking think, throat.
Maybe Tigger would have shown up and, saved the day.
There you go. Where was that? Where was it? Not only does he slit her throat, he stabs her a lot.
Yeah, stabby.
And you're like, okay, so what's going to happen here? And now I started thinking right at this point, I go, okay, what are they just going to have him? How far is he gonna chase him? Where's he gonna go? He's got no cars, he's in the woods. This is Pooh's territory. He's done for, and movie ends.
Yeah. Christopher Robin, he runs off, the movie's over. We don't know. Pooh's still out there, Christopher's still alive, maybe.
It was one of the biggest abrupt ends, I guess.
It was.
I was like, what? Yeah. Oh, okay, all right.
Oh, you wanted some closure? Oh, too bad.
Got to keep you around for that sequel. Oh, they better give us the other ones. I better get a. Why don't you give us those 5 years? You better show me some of that. Show me some. Some stuff there. You know, I got to see the donkey in action. Got to get there. Like right before they ate him. What was he doing? Come on. Anyway, yeah, John. Well, I hope you enjoyed Winnie the Pooh.
Wow.
Blood and Honey. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you. I hope you have a good Halloween. Yeah.
Anyway, John, what do you have to kick off November?
All right. I went very different, but classic to us because it's a full moon feature kind of movie, right?
Oh, it's already good.
this is a movie about a guy who becomes like a Japanese crime fighter. I'm not sure. The movie is called Sergeant Kabuki Man NYPD.
I think you know I'm a saw sucker. This around somewhere, John.
You know I'm a sucker for a good title.
Yeah, Sergeant you are, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kabuki Man, NYPD.
I like it. He's not officer.
Not officer, nope. Yeah, he's the sergeant.
What is this, John? This has got to be 80s, 90s? It's got to be.
Right? Yeah, I think it's 90. Okay. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
It definitely has that ring to it. I think it is. Yeah. Yeah, I think I've seen this around there. As I, you know, when you have a whole category on Tubi called Full Moon Features, you got to look through it, you know.
You got to look. Yeah, I had not seen this one before. And I was like, oh, this is a different one. I haven't seen this. And the trailer was humorous. So here we go. We'll give it a try.
Let me just take a glance at this real quick. I got okay here, 1990.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Okay. All right. Is this his outfit he wears on the job? All right. I like it. A streetwise New York police officer transforms into the usual superhuman hero.
Yeah. Yep.
Right. Uh-huh. His special superpowers. I gotta know what these things are. His special superpowers. Alright. Let's see here. Alright. Well, sex and nudity moderate. Okay, we got that going.
Excellent. Yeah. There's gonna be here. I'm sure there's gonna be a training montage. I've got a feeling.
Whoa. Oh, John. Okay. I'm gonna tell you the tagline right now because it's so amazing. Fatal sushi, lethal chopsticks, and as American as apple pie.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, I lost my AirPod popped out of my ear. I like it, John. All right, John. Sergeant Kabuki Man, NYPD. I will talk.
All right, till then.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.